Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Top 10 Master Keys of Health, Happiness, Vitality, and Longevity. In this video and podcast, I give you the top 10 master keys of health, happiness, vitality, and longevity. Action steps that you can naturally and easily incorporate into your life without breaking your bank. And without having to torture yourself and deprive yourself of pleasure. So I hope you enjoy this. This is going to be about at least maybe two or three videos and podcasts. So I hope you get something from this. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Come visit me at Zakiron.com. Come and get yourself a free copy of my book, video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, freedom, and whatever else you want to create into your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so let's get down to it. So, now this is the introduction, and then so this is part one. All right, the top 10 master keys of health, happiness, vitality, and longevity. Where I give you the action steps that you can naturally and easily incorporate into your life without breaking your bank, without having to torture yourself and deprive yourself of pleasure, so that you can create the health, wealth, fun, and joy that you want in your life. Because just like financial success and wealth, which requires that you adopt certain success keys into your daily habits, capitalize on the compound effect of daily positive mindset, well, the same success keys apply for health and vitality and ultimately longevity. And these action steps are not quantum leaps. You can't get rich overnight, and you're not going to get fit and healthy overnight. You're not going to lose 20 pounds or 10 kilos overnight, and you wouldn't want to anyway. It would feel too painful. So just like everything else that you want in life, whether it's money, success, wealth, relationship, freedom, or health, it's not the result that is the most important thing. It is the journey of creating that desire into physical reality. That is the juice of life. And the result is just the excuse for taking the journey, because the only reason you want anything is because it will feel good to be it, do it, or have it. The only reason you want to be rich is because it will feel good to be rich. It will be a relief to finally have some freaking money. It will be fun to travel and spend the money, and it will feel amazing to have the freedom to do what you want. So the same rule applies for anything that you desire. You only want the relationships because it will feel great to have someone to play with, make love with, someone to focus your love upon, and to receive their love, etc. And the same goes for health. The only reason you want to be healthy is because it will feel great being healthy. It will feel great to have lots of energy and vitality. And it will feel great to feel so vital and feel sexy and attractive. And you'll be able to do fun, active things because of your fitness and energy. And you'll no longer feel burdened by so much excess weight. You will also feel strong and powerful and immune to diseases, etc., etc. So the feeling is what you are always going for. And feeling is the only reason you will ever be inspired to actually take action towards your desires. Action inspired to achieve pleasure will always feel good, and you will feel like taking action. But action motivated by fear, action motivated by the desire to get away from what you hate and what you don't want, will always feel bad. So you won't you just won't be motivated to do it. You won't feel inspired to do that. For instance, if your motivation to go to the gym is so you won't feel fat, you have set yourself up for failure because you are focusing on being fat, which feels bad, instead of focusing on being thin and fit, which feels good. And of course, when you focus on what you don't want, you just get more of what you don't want. So to set yourself up for success instead of failure, you must always point yourself in the positive direction, in a positive direction of what you want. And you must capitalize on momentum for your success, which means creating success habits so that you do them every day. Success at whatever you want in your life requires that you create momentum, because the law of attraction is all about momentum. Because again, this is all about the journey of creation. The result, and in this case, the result is health, fitness, vitality, longevity. The result is all about the feeling. And you can only have a happy result from a happy journey. So you've got to learn to enjoy the journey. Otherwise, you won't be inspired to continue on the path towards the achievement of your desire. If you don't enjoy dieting, you're not going to be inspired to continue to eat healthily. If you don't enjoy going to the gym, you will not be inspired to continue going to the gym and working out. The key, again, to your continued participation is the feeling. Feeling good. Jack LaLanne, the forerunner of fitness in the 60s, before it was cool to be fit, once said that he did not like working out at all, but he loved the results he got from fitness training. So he enjoyed the feelings, the good feelings he got from the results of working out and training. I don't particularly like lifting weights, but I like the feeling that fitness and strength gives me. I like feeling fit and in being in great shape and hopefully attractive. I am inspired to do yoga and get on the old Stairmaster because I get to achieve something. Or run, or hike and lift weights and eat healthily, because the results feel good. And it feels good to be living a healthy life. It feels good to be going towards a goal. It feels good to be going towards my dreams, which is what my entire life is built upon. And it would feel bad to be a lazy tub of lard. It would feel bad to feel unhealthy. It would feel bad if I couldn't hike in the mountains for 20 kilometers because I was unfit. But I'm not motivated by what I don't want. I am inspired by what I do want and what I do like and what I want more of. And that must be your focus too. Otherwise, you will fail because you have too much old momentum carrying you with your old habits towards more unhealthy habits. So you've got to build up momentum with new habits. But you don't make quantum leaps to new habits. You must build them every day, little by little, one step at a time. If you try to make quantum leaps, you will fail because you can't make a physical leap that quickly, and you can't make emotional leaps that quickly. It is as impossible to jump from weighing 100 kilos or 200 pounds to 75 kgs or 150 pounds as it is to jump from feeling like a lazy, good-for-nothing tub of lard to I'm a fit, healthy, happy champion. It's not going to happen. It's too big of a leap. So how do you get to the top of the mountain? One step at a time. To create what you want in your life, whether it's money, success, and riches, or amazing relationships, or physical health and fitness, your only choice to get to the top of the mountain is one step at a time. And how do you begin that journey? By taking a bloody step. And then another step, and another step, and another step. Because remember, it's all about the journey, and it's all about the feeling. So start enjoying your journey of creating your desires into physical reality. set your goals, and then put blinders on and go towards those goals. And when you have set an intention, and you're heading towards that intention, when you've set those goals and dreams, and you're heading towards those goals and dreams, that is when you will feel the most fulfilled in life. And that is when you will feel inspired to keep going and keep going with your eyes on the prize, but also picking up the prizes along the way when you take the time to smell the roses along the journey. That is when you have really grasped the meaning of life, and that fulfillment you feel when you're heading towards your goals, when you're heading towards your dreams and desires, when you have an intention and you're going towards the achievement of it. That is when you are fulfilling your purpose in life, which is joy. Your purpose in life is joy. You are here for the joy of creation. You're here for the feeling of it. To feel good and feel better. And when your focus is to think, say, and do whatever feels good, and that is the most important thing in your life, that is when you will feel the most fulfilled, and your dreams and desires will also manifest easily and gracefully into your life every single day, and you will live an absolutely happy, healthy, wealthy, and magical life. Now, that was probably the longest introduction to a video or podcast, or if this becomes a book or an article, in absolute all of history. But it was absolutely necessary because I want you to succeed, and without that introductory training, you will not succeed, because you can get the best health tips on earth, and you could rigidly adhere to all the newest, latest, greatest superfood tips and fitness tips, and become a anal retentive vegan, and become a monk, and meditate for 24 hours a day, and do yoga every day, etc., etc. But if you're not having any fun, then what is the bloody point? I have met hundreds, perhaps even thousands of new age hippies who do everything in the book to be healthy. They're vegans, and they do yoga, etc., etc., but they look so freaking unhealthy because they're not bloody happy. They're not having any fun on planet Earth because they've got so many rules and regulations they've got to follow. They've adopted so many rules of living that they haven't given themselves any permission to have fun. You are not here on Earth to prove how pious and virtuous you are by not eating meat, or whatever other rule and regulation you've come up with to make yourself feel good about yourself. You're here for the joy of it. You're here for the fun of it. And if tucking into a big juicy burger brings you joy, then bloody well do it. And if it feels good to eat broccoli, then bloody well eat it. I hope you get my point. You're supposed to be having fun here. You're not here to save the planet or save humanity from their debauchery. A little debauchery never hurt anybody. A little debauchery is a hell of a lot of fun. I've had a great time in my life being a debaucherous person. It's only long-term debauchery that gets you by the short and curlies, as it were. Okay, so now, let's have fun getting healthy and being healthy. Let's enjoy the freedom and the pride and the power and the feelings of vitality and the energy and the excitement of being healthy, happy, and fit. Yay. Okay, so this leads us to up to part two, which is where I get into the top 10 keys of health and longevity and fun, and to help you create a joyful, healthy life where you're feeling vital and healthy and happy. That's the most important thing. So I hope you got something from this introduction, and I hope you tune into part two. My name is Zakirin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, freedom, and whatever else you want to create into your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. Go visit me at zakirin.com for lots more audios, videos, and articles and supportive goodies to help you become a master of divine creation. All right, so I'll see you on part two.